Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground that hits Cedeno. Cedeno is out and Watson is safe at first. There goes Cedeno trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Ayala moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 1 in the game. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan misplays the ball. That's an error on Milan. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ayala. Watson reaches second base with a double. Citino goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wilbur Howard now playing center field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ayala strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-2 in the game. Dierker bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Milburn moves to second. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Milburn moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn scores. Gross moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for John Matlack. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Gallagher pinch runs for Lee May. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing left field. Bob Watson now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Garrett hits a line drive, foul, towards first. Watson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Ken Forge now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ayala moves to third. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ayala tags and scores. Two outs. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. George Theodore pinch hits for Bob Miller. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore takes first base on ball 4. Dyer moves to second. Ramon de los Santos now pitching. Bud Harrelson pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Duffy Dyer now catching. Ted Martinez now playing center field. Jerry Cram now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Ramon de los Santos. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 4 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ayala. Gross reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milan is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim York now pitching. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ayala takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.